While there are many signs the economy is improving inch by inch, the belt tightening is still probably going on at your house.
Dimitri got on the phone with Greg McBride, senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com, to talk about smart things to do with your money as we get into late winter and spring. They started with your pre-tax dollars.
If you participate in a flexible spending account through your employer, what you're doing is making purchases with pre-tax dollars. This basically gives you a discount on things you'd be buying anyway, related to health care, such as premiums and copays, prescriptions, or commuting costs. Many employers offer a dependent care flexible spending account so that if you need to pay somebody for child care or to care for an elderly relative while you're at work, that too can be paid for on a pre-tax basis. If you're in the 25% federal tax bracket, it's like getting a 25% discount for making those expenditures by virtue of doing that on a pre-tax basis.
How about when it comes to retirement savings?
The advantage of retirement savings is that not only are you going to pay yourself first by having this money directly deposited from your paycheck into a retirement account, but also doing so on a pre-tax basis gets your money to work for you right away. Gives you the ability to put more money into that retirement account because you're doing so before Uncle Sam gets his hands on it.
Now, I know you guys at Bankrate do a number of surveys. Do you have any information, say, from the past few years about how many or how few people are taking advantage of pre-tax dollars? Is there room to grow in this department?
Americans are, unfortunately, chronically undersaved, particularly when it comes to retirement. It's true also in emergency savings. Only about 24% of households have an adequate emergency savings cushion. But retirement is another big issue just because the burden for retirement savings increasingly falls upon us as individuals with each passing day. And that really adds some urgency to put more money away for your golden years. A lot of people really strapped right now or just not doing themselves any favors by looking for ways to ramp up those contributions each and every year.
Refinancing your mortgage, why is that such a good idea right now?
Mortgage rates are near record lows, and so it's a great opportunity to refinance your mortgage. Even people that have done so before could now be in the market to do so again because rates have fallen to such low levels. This is something that can cut your monthly payments by a couple $100 a month. That carves out room in the household budget that you can use to pay down other debt or boost your savings. Also, 2012 is going to be a big year for many homeowners that owe more than their homes are worth. Being underwater is not going to be a barrier to refinancing thanks to recent government initiatives that are expected to get rolling over the next month or so.
Now, credit card debt. There are some of us who are lucky enough to, you know, walk around with a credit card or two and just pay it off every month. That really is the ideal situation, but where are many Americans when it comes to credit cards?
Credit card debt's the most expensive debt that you have for many households. That really warrants top priority in terms of where to funnel your extra cash, getting that debt paid down. If you're carrying a credit card balance at 15%, you're earning a risk-free 15% on your money by putting money against that balance and getting it paid down as quickly as you can. Also, this low-rate environment's going to be around for a few more years, so you have a nice tailwind on your debt repayment efforts. If your credit has improved, look to find another lower-rate card or one of those really rock-bottom balance transfer offers. That, too, can help accelerate your debt repayment.
It is tax season. People with varying degrees of success are starting to get those papers together, either to take them to the preparer or setting up the software, whatever you're doing to get your taxes ready. You talk about adjusting your tax withholding.
This is the time of year when a lot of people are going to get a nice, big, fat tax refund, and there's no need to wait another 12 months to get more of your money back. Instead, you can have a little bit of that each and every payday throughout the rest of the year by adjusting your withholding. If you're getting a refund, it means you made Uncle Sam an interest-free loan over the last year. So this is your money. Get it with each and every paycheck. Don't give Uncle Sam a free loan and then just wait for next spring to roll around before you get another check. Instead, adjust that withholding so that you get that money this year, not next year, and you can get it as soon as the coming payday.
You know, it is so funny how that refund is marketed as if you're getting something back. But as you point out, really, what you've done is just let the government use your cash for no interest.
And some of this, too, is I think you have to know yourself. I mean, look, there are people that they purposely want to get that refund because that's the only way they're going to save that money. When they get that refund, they can earmark it towards savings. Whereas if they had an extra 10 or 20 bucks in every paycheck, they know it would get frittered away. So you've got to know yourself. I mean, look, if that's the difference between saving and not saving, then keep your withholding intact and just be disciplined about saving the refund every year. But for consumers that are disciplined and can set up a direct deposit from their paycheck into a dedicated savings account, there's no sense in waiting till next year to get money that you could have had this year.
And you touched on this, Greg, that three-quarters of us are walking around without adequate emergency savings, you know, maybe half a year's worth of salary. Credit card debt, obviously pay that down, get rid of that. What else should we think about in the savings category?
It's vitally important to build up an adequate emergency savings cushion. Now, it's a destination, not a starting point, to get to that six-month cushion of expenses that we all need. And the way that you're going to get there is by putting money away consistently each and every payday. Set up direct deposit from your paycheck into a dedicated savings account. And this is really how you get in the habit of saving and building that cushion over time. As your expenses increase, you can then ramp up your savings so that that cushion grows in concert with your increasing expenses. You know, paying yourself first is really the way to do it, because you get that money working for you before you get a chance to spend it.
Greg McBride, Senior Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com.